I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C from 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. And you have no idea how delighted I am to welcome back Steele DeBurro. Steele DeBurro is an after-school student steel drum band from Murfreesboro, and we're going to introduce them and their director, Tony Hartman, who is also, in fact, a composer. We're going to be hearing music by Tony Hartman, played by Steele DeBurro. Tony, good to see you, and thank you for bringing this great group of kids this morning.
Will, thank you so much for having us back. What a wonderful experience it's already been for this group, and we're excited to make some noise for you guys and for all the listeners out there. This first tune we're going to play is one that was inspired by our first performance of the year. We had to be at the venue close to about 7:45 a.m. to start loading in, and that gave us the title for this wonderful song we're going to play called Early Morning Gig. We're going to feature a handful of soloists here. On the cello pans, we're going to feature Ethan. On lead pan, we'll feature Zoe. On the double tenors, we'll feature Sean. And on splitting a solo on lead pans also will be Abby and Havana. Thank you.
That's called Early Morning Gig, and you heard Steel DeBarrow live in Studio C. That's music of their director, Tony Hartman, who was making his way around and among the many steel drums and pans and other types of percussion instruments. Tony's shepherded this great group of young kids, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the program that he's involved in. And first of all, how many and what grades do we have, Tony?
So we have 24 musicians in the room today, and these are 5th and 6th graders. And the fun part is we get to meet twice a week, and it's such a joy to see, you know, a lot of these kids we've known since they've come to the school, even in kindergarten, coming up through the ranks, and then at 5th grade is the first year they get to join. And of course, we have several 6th graders who stuck around to give it a second go, and some 6th graders who it's their first time with us as well. And what a joy it is.
Is this all from one school?
Yes, sir. This is from Scales Elementary School. And of course, you mentioned that's down in Murfreesboro as a part of Murfreesboro City Schools.
Sure. Wow. And how long has this program been going on? It's a pretty good while now, right?
Certainly. Yeah. The group was founded back in the year 2000 by a number of educators, most notably Dr. Julie Hill, who I believe is now out at Tennessee Tech, along with our current superintendent, Dr. Linda Gilbert, co-authored a grant to buy all these instruments, and just what a blessing it's been.
It's an amazing group of beautifully painted, they're steel drums. Imagine that. They're actual steel drums, 55-gallon drums. Some of them they look like with tuned tops.
Exactly.
Hammered and tuned to certain pitches, and the sounds they make when they're hit by these kids is just, it's really wonderful.
Oh, certainly. Magical. And you know that the history of the instrument is real fascinating as well. You know, the longer story short is Navy ships back during the First World War were finished with their oil drums and tossed them on the beaches of Trinidad because they didn't need them anymore. And fast forward a few years, the locals found a great way to recycle. What once was trash is now certainly a treasure.
And, for sure. Well, they're very lucky to have you as their director because you also write music. By the way, I don't see any music scores anywhere, ladies and gentlemen listening. These kids are all playing from memory, that piece you heard, the Early Morning Gig. Mm-hmm. So let's hear another one.
Certainly. This next one is Rainy Day Tango. So we're going to take a little trip down to Argentina and play something that's reminiscent of a good old tango. We're going to feature a couple soloists here on... Lead pan, we're going to feature Kayla, Brashan, and Aiden.
Thank you.
Rainy Day Tango, the second piece in this set by Steele DeBarro, 24 fifth and sixth graders from Scales Elementary School, from the Murfreesboro City Schools. That's music of their director, Tony Hartman, Rainy Day Tango. That sounds just about like I expected to sound based on the title, Tony.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad we were able to paint that picture.
Yeah, it's wonderful. These kids are completely involved with their instruments and focused. And when I was observing them loading in, everybody was just completely disciplined and working little worker bees, bringing in the equipment and setting it up just like pros.
Well, we're extremely fortunate at our school. Our administration, Ms. Maria Johnson and Mr. Kevin Templeton, fully support not just, of course, the steel band, but all the music programs that we have at Scales Elementary. And through that support, we're able to go and do and perform. And this group, I can't even count how many off-campus performances we've had. And you mentioned earlier that they're not reading their music today. But we're very proud, actually, that it didn't start that way. From the get-go, you know, reading and being musically literate is an important part of all of our programs. And I'm just so proud of these kids because I can remember a lot of them, even in first and second grade, you know, maybe struggling with that. And here they are. Not only do they read music, but they can memorize it and remember it and relate to it.
No sweat.
Away from, oh, yeah, no sweat indeed. I mean, these kids are, which, you know, we all know helps them get fully in that zone. And I know the listeners at home may or may not have a good imagination of what these kids are looking like, but they're just having so much fun. Yeah. And they're
I
really
wish we could be video streaming as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're certainly putting out the vibe here on stage, so to speak. And couldn't be more proud. Couldn't be more proud.
That's great. They're beautiful kids, bright kids, and focused and working hard.
Oh, yeah. It's a very lucky thing to get to work with such awesome kids. You're right.
We have one more tune by you before we close out. What is this one?
So this one is called Cinquillo Square. And in Caribbean music, there's a rhythm that has five beats to it, and it's known as the Cinquillo rhythm. And the rhythm itself is a little something like this. So you'll hear a lot of rhythms like that. Did I misperform that? I sure did. One, two, and four. There it is. One, two, and four. That is our Cinquillo rhythm. And so being the backbone of Caribbean music, that's what this tune is all about, Cinquillo Square.
Cinquillo Square, another tune by Tony Hartman, the director of Steel DeBarro. You heard Steel DeBarro playing live in Studio C, a wonderful program for kids, grades 5 and 6 from Scales Elementary in Murfreesboro. Let's hear that next tune, that final wonderful tune, Tony.
Watermelon Man, let's do it.
There's a little moving around while kids get into their position for this tune.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot more fun when you get to play more than one instrument during the day,
yeah.
I tell you what. So, yeah, Watermelon Man, the popular tune by Herbie Hancock, certainly a class favorite. This will be fun. Let's get to it.
Bravo. Give yourselves a hand, kids. Just gracious. That's Steel DeBarro live in Studio C. Such a treat to have these kids back again. I can't say back because this is their first time, but we've had the ensemble here a number of times over the years. Tony Hartman, their director and composer of three of the pieces. Tony, thank you for making this happen for us.
Thank you, Will. Thank you.
Terrific. Bravo. I wish you could play some more. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, one of Nashville's premier vocal ensembles, Portara Ensemble, is back. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Live in Studio C and Nashville Public Radio. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.